From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Timber grazing and ranch lands appear to have borne the brunt of the agricultural impact so far from California's destructive wildfires. A CAL FIRE information officer says damage assessment teams have begun their work, and county ag commissioners say a full accounting of the losses could take weeks or even months. Smoke from the fires also threatens wine grapes, which can absorb chemicals that produce an off taste in wine. To console eastern Washington communities devastated by wildfires, Governor Jay Inslee offered apples picked from his own yard. Now reports indicate he exposed eastern Washington's already fragile agricultural industry to the apple maggot. Senator Judy Warnick says produce from western Washington must undergo stringent safety measures to prevent maggot infestations. The Moses Lake Republican says it's a nice gesture, but not well thought out. Inslee should have followed the law to keep our state's agriculture safe. On Friday, President Trump and Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announced up to an additional $14 billion for ag producers who continue to face market disruptions and associated costs because of COVID-19. Perdue says, "We listened to feedback from farmers, ranchers, and ag organizations about the impact of the pandemic and developed a program to better meet the needs of those affected." Signups for Coronavirus Food Assistance Program Part 2 begins today and runs through December 11th. Go to farmers.gov/CFAP for more information. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.